simply titled The Champion. Theater Squared's current production is a world premiere about Nina Simone. As playwright Amy Evans and director Reginald Douglas explain, though it may be about a music icon, it's not about her music.
It's a story about a band on tour, traveling together through the segregated South, really at sort of an intense time of segregation in the South. It's a band of Nina Simone and her drummer, Bobby Hamilton, her bassist, Christopher White, and her guitarist, Al Shackman. Bobby and Chris, both African-American men. Al Shackman, a white guy, white Jewish guy from Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, New York. And then Nina Simone, this very imposing black woman who is on this trajectory rising to fame, traveling together at a time and performing together at a time when there were literally laws saying that this group of people cannot socialize and associate together, and what happens when they come together. That's kind of the macro side of it, but then there's another layer of it, and the layer is that these four people have a personal relationship that has nothing to do with the geopolitical world around them. It's just about their love for one another.
It's a play about Nina Simone and her band on the final night of a tour of local universities, historically black universities. They stumble into a greasy spoon diner, and history changes for them personally and politically forever.
Oh, I love my lover. And well,
the very first seeds of it started a long time ago, probably around the time of her death, which was 2003. And I sort of thought to myself, oh, it'd be really interesting to write something about her, because I was inspired by her, not only by her musical genius, but also by her political commitment and her activism. The combination of those two things really spoke to me. I was at the time, and still believe, that artists, when they're doing their best work, they are in conversation with what's happening in the world around them. And we have a responsibility to tell the stories that often don't get told or get mistold. And I feel that through her music, Nina Simone did a lot of that. So that's sort of where the first sort of sparks began. And then the ball really got rolling, I guess, sort of 2006 and 2007. And that's when the research process of the play really began. It was an extensive research process that involved interviewing a number of different people who had either worked with Nina or knew her personally, and not only interviewing them about their lives with Nina, but also talking about their own journeys through music and their own biographies. And that material eventually led into the development of the play itself. Play is drawn from the stories that were told to us by the people who worked with Nina and performed with her. A lot of those stories were very personal, and all of them were very personal. And it was not just about Nina, but it was also about the period of time during which she rose to fame, which was really the late 50s and 60s. And then, sort of bringing things full circle, I met Reg at the Lark Playwright Development Center in New York like 3 years ago. We were just sort of counting back when it was, and it was a completely different project where we met one another. But really was so profoundly impressed by how he worked with actors, how he worked in the rehearsal room. I mean, it really was a reading that we did together. And then when an opportunity came along to do some work on The Champion in New York, we had an opportunity to do a residency at Brick Arts Media House in Brooklyn. He was the first person I thought of. And to my great fortune, he said yes. To the great fortune of the play, he went for it. And yeah, then we eventually found our way here.
I mean, I'm a director who loves new plays and new work. And so when Amy called, I said yes right away, because I just thought, again, I echo Amy's praise for me back at her. You know, it's just such a brilliant sense of craft and nuance and humanity and the characters and the world Amy creates and all of her work, and very much in The Champion. And I was so struck by a play about an iconic musician that isn't about her being an iconic musician. It's about her being a person who is complicated and nuanced and striving for more in her life. And that's a human story. And I found the humanity and the heart that Amy gave this icon and all the band members and all of the characters so striking and so inspiring and so moving and important. And I think the questions that the play raises and asks are so urgent. You know, the play takes place in 1962, but the conversations around race and gender and the cost of artistry and the sacrifice an artist gives and the dreams that sometimes feel undreamable in this world because of our culture and our race or your history, I found those questions so important and urgent and timely. And so I jumped. I said yes right away. And it's been a great process of development to only make the play tighter and stronger. And now to have it fully realized is really a dream come true. It's not often you get plays that are this great to work on that speak to all facets of you as a person, truly as an artist, but also just as a human. I feel very humbled by this work. I'm really grateful.
Those extensive field interviews Amy Evans conducted led to many, many stories that became a part of The Champion.
So the first person that we interviewed was Al Shachman, Nina Simone's guitarist and very good friend and collaborator. He knew her and was very close to her for really the last 4 decades of her life. They met in 1957 and remained friends until her death in 2003. And he granted us a 3-day interview, basically. So what that meant is, and this was true for everybody that we interviewed, when we went to speak to him, the first thing we would ask is, what was your earliest memory? And could you please work us up until to the day that you actually met Nina and then keep going? So these interviews became very extensive and very broad. And the idea was that we wanted each person who was portrayed in the play. And at the time, I didn't actually know who was going to be portrayed in the play, but I went at each interview sort of thinking to myself, this could very likely be somebody who shows up. And if it is, I want to know their backstory. I want to be able to give all that information to an actor so they know who they are at the time that they enter the play. It was research, but it also turned into dramaturgy that we've been able to use in the rehearsal room. Part of my task in gathering this information was to look for stories where there were moments of intersection and also stories that contradicted each other. Both are equally very interesting, I think, for a writer. So if one person witnessed an incident one way and another person witnessed it a different way, that says a lot about character, which is great material for me as a writer. But it also says a lot about what really happened in that space, what really the story is about. So the whole play is built around a story, an incident, a rather terrifying incident that all 4 band members experienced when they were on this tour. And it was told to us in very different ways. So that those different approaches are what we really dug into in developing the story and what I drew from in developing the script. And then through the script, sort of pulling out stories that I'd heard each person tell me and sort of wrapping it into the context of the moment.
Though The Champion may not be about Nina Simone's music, it was her music that first resonated for both the playwright and director.
The first time I listened to Nina Simone with any real awareness of who she was probably around 2001. Actually, I remember very distinctly listening to Love Me or Leave Me. And sort of listening to it, I picked up the CD and listened to it because I wanted to hear, I really appreciate the voice of the jazz vocalists, and I always associated her with the jazz vocalists like Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington and these kinds of people. And listening to that and being blown away by the artistry of the piano playing and not making the connection for the first time that, oh, this artist is doing these 2 things at the same time, and being sort of really blown away by that. And then listening to more of her work and realizing that she wasn't a jazz singer in the same vein as the other jazz singers that I grew up listening to, and then being further fascinated by that. And that's kind of what started it off for me. I think I'd heard plenty of her songs before, but just not really made the connection.
Yeah, and I feel like I grew up listening to the music without awareness, you know, just being in a house that loved music and a very family that really appreciated artists and artistry and the power of music. But I remember distinctly falling in love with To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Lorraine Hansberry, the playwright and good friend of Nina Simone's, remains an ultimate inspiration for me. And that song really just spoke so specifically to me as an African-American artist, and the wonderful humanity of that song, but also the really far wide-reaching political ambition of that song, I found quite striking. And then I dug deeper, and I've, through this project, of course, have deepened my passion for the music. But I've also, in odd ways, encountered Nina Simone's music in other plays I've worked on and in other projects. And of course, the life is such a career and a life to behold.
Playwright Amy Evans and director Reginald Douglas on The Champion, a world premiere play running now through November 5th with Theater Squared. For more information on showtimes and tickets, theater2.org. For KUIF Arts Beat, I'm Katie Henriksen. A second chance, they say if you seek, you're sure to find. And I know how true that is, 'cause the closer I get to you, baby, yeah, you're driving me clean out of my mind. I say, save me, somebody save me, yeah. Anybody save me. Cause love makes me cold and hurt inside. These tears of mine are justified. They need to save me. Hey Lord, somebody save me.
Yeah, if you think anything about me.